Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No. No.
You may think that I'm talking foolish.
No.
Is that Randy?
You heard that I'm wild and I'm free.
No. Come on, man.
No.
Say it if you know it.
No, we're not doing it. You may wonder how.
No.
I can promise you now.
Maybe when your name's
love
first.
That I feel for you always will be.
No. Part of the reason I came
You're
back is to stop things like this.
That I'm killing.
Wow.
I'm no longer one of
That's
those
music.
Guys.
No. We can't do this.
Sure
we can't do 330 country.
This love that I feel.
No, he's not even fading it. The WIP afternoon show.
That's
my
day that I die.
No.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever.
Oh, come on. No.
Forever and ever, amen. As long as old men
can we stop
sit
this?
And talk about the weather. As long as old women sit and talk about old men.
All right, enough. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike Spike and Fritz. I only like one country song.
Oh, man.
The Gambler by Kenny Rogers?
Well, I like that song, too. Then I like two. I like Amazed by Lone Star.
But okay.
I love that tune. That was a huge tune. I love that tune. But that's it. We can't do the 330 country. Jack proposed 330 country because we have 230 Tupac and Creed. We have Rage. No. No.
Seems like you're really not a fan of
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I don't hate
that
country.
That was a little slow. That was a little. We need a little more up-tempo there, man.
I don't hate country. I just can't get down with it. I can't. I've tried. So many people love it so much. There's a couple that are on the periphery, like on the edge. Zach Bryan, he likes him. That's okay. I like that. But a lot of people say that it's not country. You know,
I better start listening to some.
Well, if you're going to go to that festival with your cowboy boots.
At least listen to the artists that are going to be there.
Dude, I'll send you a big Eric Church playlist.
Right.
You kidding me?
Don't need you.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Ike in his 10-gallon hat.
Dude,
his cowboy
on,
boots with spurs on them.
Yep.
Chaps.
Hey.
Yeah.
Might think about the chaps.
215-592-9494. Are the Eagles of 2025 currently elite, like Ike says, or do they have to prove it over the next 2 weeks? 215-592-9494. Ran in Winfield. You're on WIP. What's up, Ran?
What's happening? What's going on, fellas? First of all, first time, long time. Shout to Ike, shout to Jack. Spike, I rock with you, but when you get on your arrogance, John, I got to call you up. You made me call in on you.
Well, then.
Like, look, all that. You're correcting Corey. Seattle is not 7-2.
They're 6-2. I made a mistake.
We are the number one seed. No. You didn't just make a mistake. That's all right. You corrected him and told him facts are facts. You went into arrogant Spike mode.
Well, but he's I'll tell you, Ren, I disproved his entire theory when he told me they're elite because they were elite last year. And I asked him about Kansas City. He's not giving them the benefit of the doubt. I'm just talking about this team this year. That's all.
No. This team this year, you're deflecting.
I'm not deflecting.
This year, wait. This team this year is the number one seed currently. How are we going to define elite? Like Ike said, if they're not elite, nobody's
so,
elite.
So here, no. Well, elite. It's possible that there isn't an elite team, and I don't think there is one. This is how I would define elite. If we're going to tier the NFC or football or anything, with players, we do this with quarterbacks or we do it with anything, right, in sports, is that are they a tier above? And for me, right now, the Eagles are in the same tier as the other really good teams in the NFC. They're in the same tier as the Rams. They're in the same tier as the Seahawks. They're in the same tier as probably the Lions at this point, even though they have one more loss. I don't think they're a tier above, so I don't think they're elite. I think they're good. I think they could be elite. I think after 2 weeks, we could say, hey, this team has evolved into an elite team. But I largely agree with what Elliot said at three, is that I don't see a position group like or that is playing at an elite level at this point. I've watched the team every single week. I there's only one game that I've walked away from saying, man, that team, and that's the last one against the Giants. So that's why I need to see more.
Can I ask you this straight up?
Yes, sir.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
Is there one team in each conference that's elite? Are there two? Are there three? How many are elite in the conference?
Right now, none. Zero.
No, but I'm saying, generally speaking, what is elite? You know how they say elite quarterbacks, and it'd be like four. The Lamar, the whole
Well, yeah,
four,
but there's only – Ram, what I would tell you is the number of elite quarterbacks depends on how many are in that tier. There could be two elite quarterbacks at any moment.
Right,
there could be six.
Fair enough.
You know?
So big this then.
Yeah.
I've been watching football since the 80s, since the Cats, January 10th, 1982. Yeah, like that.
Well, dude, I'm almost 50. I've been watching football for my whole life,
no,
too.
But I'm not saying that like you haven't.
Okay.
I'm just letting
okay.
you know who I am.
Okay, fair enough.
But I appreciate you, Episcopal. But look, what I'm saying
I never
is,
bring
like
that,
that
up. Okay.
You really bring it up all the time.
I
look,
never bring it up. I'm ashamed of it.
Episcopal. Okay. I used to grow up right there where y'all at. But anyway, y'all used to be.
Okay.
Larry Stanks, all that. But look, what I'm saying is, if you're the number one seed, come on, man.
The number one seed.
You're elite.
Not necessarily. Okay, were they the number at in week whatever it was in week nine? And I'm not saying they're the 2023 Eagles. In week nine, were the 2023 Eagles, even though they were the number one seed, were they an elite football team?
You want me to keep it real with you, and this is a controversial position to take.
Yes.
Stance? Yes. They just fell off for some. Like crazy fell off. Like I can't call that Buffalo. Winning it against Buffalo, 10-1. Oh my God, we crazy,
dude. The
San Fran destroyed us, and we couldn't like recover.
The Sixers
like
4 years ago.
Moment, just my opinion.
The Sixers 4 years ago were the number one seed. They were not an elite team.
Bring up Sixers. I'll never put Sixers and Eagles in the same breath. Stop that.
No, we're just talking about elite. No, you stop. You said the number one seed is elite. The Sixers were the number one seed 4 years ago. They were not an elite team in any way, shape, or form. The Utah Jazz were the number one seed right around the same time. They were not the best team in any way, shape, or form. Like I understand what you're saying. I do not. This is just a definition of who's elite. I don't think the team with the best record, certainly at this point in the year, is necessarily elite. And if we're, like they have the same record as the Seahawks, they have the same record, you know, as the Rams. They have the same record as the Bills. You know, there's a lot of teams. They have a worse record than the Broncos at this point, and the Broncos beat them. And I don't think anybody thinks the Broncos. I certainly don't think the Broncos are elite. Do you?
No.
Here's what I say. I think the Broncos are elite.
Okay.
They don't have an elite offense. But as a team, it's a team sport. As a team, the Broncos are 8-2. And make no mistake, I think they're going to, at the very least, split with the Chiefs.
Okay.
Watch out.
All right,
Watch
Ran.
Out, AFC West.
Ran,
Denver is real. 8-2 ain't no pump.
Well, that quarterback in there just wins, and that's what I respect. The Ran, next question today is for what are you irrationally afraid of? What are you irrationally afraid of?
Rats and mice.
Really? Mm. Rats?
Yeah.
I hate the tail. I hate the way they look. Rats.
Yeah.
Rats especially, but mice too. I don't like them. It's not just not like them. Yeah, I get shook.
Yeah, you get shook by them.
I get shook.
Rats are scary.
Rats are definitely scary.
Thank you for the call. Yeah. Rats are terrifying.
And let me tell you.
Yeah.
I don't see very many of them because, quite frankly,
yeah,
I'm not in the city very often.
Yep.
But, man, when you do see them at night,
it's scary.
Oh my God.
Well, they're big.
Hey, they're the size of cats.
They carry disease.
Yeah.
I have a friend lives in the Bay Area. His house, for some reason, the rats have decided, I guess there's a problem
that's
with
where
it
going,
out there.
Yeah.
He goes into his garage and in the he can't stop them from coming into
Man.
His car. They tear apart the car.
Oh wow.
They got
getting there for the you said Cali.
Yes.
I guess it still gets cold out there.
Yeah, it does, especially Bay Area. It does.
Yeah, so they're trying to get warm.
And they tear apart the car.
Yeah.
And he got, what's it called? The people that get rid of bugs and stuff.
Pest control.
And exterminator or whatever.
Terminator. Yeah,
got in there, killed a bunch of them. They came back.
Yeah.
I told him he's got to move. The rats are going to win. If there's a nuclear war, we're going to be gone. The rats will be feasting on us. The rats will remain. The rats and the cockroaches.
Now, I will say, out there where we're at, we get field mice.
We get mice.
That will come in to the garage, and especially during the wintertime.
Do you have a plan for that in your campaign?
What, the mice?
Nothing
I can do about the mice.
Call pest control.
Yeah, we had to take care of a couple of mice. Yeah. It was very, very sad.
They were doing with the garage. Sad.
Yeah, well, when I caught it, it had died. So I said a little prayer. I put it in the trash can.
You're such a humanitarian, man.
T's and P's for the mice?
I did. I did. I said a little prayer for the mouse. I put them in the trash can.
You get a cat.
Yeah, I had my one cat. Yeah. She took care of it.
Yeah.
But I don't want another cat. I just, miss her.
Yeah.
Cats are very hit or miss.
They are.
You mostly know you're getting with the dog.
Mostly.
Cats don't have personality.
Dude, I hate my parents' cat. And I loved the first cat that we had. We got the same, it looks the same. It's almost like we cloned her. This one stinks.
God.
I didn't clone it. Don't give me that look.
Yeah,
I'm just saying it looks like it sucks.
Yeah.
I didn't take care of it last week. I barely even checked on her.
Yeah, we had a cat. Cat got along with Rebel. She was great. Loved her to death. But too many cats are cats.
Yeah, I can't do cats.
Cats don't care. Now, Alabama was excited when we got home. Most cats are just like,
is that another cat?
You again? No, Alabama was the cat I had.
Right. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
it's kind of like Battle.
Yes.
Yeah, like all cats are like Battle.
Skittish. They're there. They don't want to be around you.
Yeah, they don't want to talk to people.
Yeah, you think they want to be around you, then you spend some time with them, and you're
realize they don't.
Now I know why I didn't spend time with you. So I mentioned that we may have a case of aura farming here in Philadelphia. Now, this could be a case of aura farming. It could also just be a case of people who don't use Google. So Jalen Hurts had a quote in his press availability yesterday. And it made the rounds. There were graphics everywhere with his picture and the quote. Oh, my God. He dropped another one. And the quote was, you live life forward, but you learn it backwards. I understand. That is a good quote.
You live life
forward, but you learn backwards. So you learn from the past and you live. Okay. I get it.
Okay.
The issue is, it's not his quote. It is from a philosopher named Kierkegaard who said, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forwards. So it's not his quote. Now, he didn't present it as his quote. Everybody presented it as his quote, but not his quote. So I started looking back at some of other...
Who was it from?
Kierkegaard, who was a philosopher.
Kierkegaard,
yes. So then I started looking at some of his other famous quotes.
Mm-hmm.
I had a purpose before people had an opinion.
Oh, I like that one. That was at the Super Bowl.
Not his. But it was a quote from a writer named Jamie Alexander, who, is kind of like writes books like the one AJ was reading last year. The self-help book.
Yes. Inner excellence.
Book that look into yourself. So then I was like, all right, let's keep looking. You don't lose, you learn.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Yeah, it's not his either.
Well, hold on. Every coach has said that to me.
Jim Harbaugh
said
it. You
know, Saban's been, it's been a big
and
one.
And they actually took it from Nelson Mandela. So,
yeah. You don't lose, you learn.
Yeah. So then there's another one. Fatigue makes cowards of us all.
Definitely heard that one from my coaches.
Well, Fangio says that.
Yeah. George Patton, World War II general.
Yeah.
He said it as
an old school thing. That's why Fangio uses it. That's from the old school. Yeah.
He screams a Patton guy. Yeah.
So here's another big one. That we've said, that we even keep the main thing the main thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not,
not his.
No, it's from a book called Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. So I've made a joke that Jalen has a proverb of the day calendar on his desk somewhere. I think he might.
A proverb of the day calendar. Yeah, is that like the little saying for each day?
So the question I think we have here is Jalen aura farming or... is he just saying these great things that he read and people are taking them as his quote and just sort of assigning it to him? I think it may be the latter and not the former.
Yeah.
But they are not his quotes.
Now, what's exactly aura farming?
Aura farming is when you do things specifically to make your image higher. Okay. You know, you make yourself seem like you have aura. The kids say.
Gotcha.
So do we think Jalen is aura farming, or do we think he's just saying things that he read and people are just assigning it to him because they didn't know where it came from?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So here's what I honestly believe.
Yes.
I believe if asked, meaning if someone were to ask Jalen where the quotes came from or what have you.
He would say.
He would know exactly where the quote came from.
Mm-hmm.
He certainly seems like he's a reader.
Mm-hmm.
So,
for sure.
And Jalen sort of reminds me, very few of us of athletes who hear these things from our coaches growing up, college, even into the pros, that we hang on to all of them.
Right.
The fatigue makes a coward out of all. That resonated with me because that was basically the coach saying, you're not allowed to be tired. And if you're tired, that's cowardice.
Right.
Right? So that stuck with me. As a quarterback, I would imagine Andy being a sort of a leader in a leadership position. Yeah, this is a result of him reading up on leadership and having coaches that he appreciates and admires that probably has said these things to him. And like I said, if unlike LeBron, who will lie and say he's read a book.
Straight up liar. He'll yes. hold the book.
Yes, unlike LeBron, or tell you The Godfather is his favorite movie and he had no one scene from
it. Well, that was what caused Russell Westbrook to want to get out there, out of there, and in his latest book.
Yeah.
Well, the LeBron lying is actually outrageous.
It's the best.
Yeah.
I think Jalen wouldn't have a problem with saying that because I think he loves the idea of learning from great philosophers or other people that he admires or what have you.
I tend to agree.
Yeah.
I think that is one thing that he and Nick share. Yeah. I wonder as they have, as you know, as Jalen has learned to appreciate Nick, because it
yeah.
seems like Nick is into that stuff too.
Yep.
The leadership culture.
Coach's son. Nick coach's is a coach's son.
Yeah.
Yep.
So maybe,
right?
maybe
Nick's
that's
dad
it.
Was a coach, right? Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
So
yeah.
I think this is less of a case of Jalen aura farming and more of a case of everybody. Maybe I think people want those quotes to be Jalen's.
Well,
right.
I don't think people
that,
do you think people really think that these are Jalen quotes?
I think they
well,
do.
A lot of us don't know where the quotes came from.
Well, you yeah. didn't know about Syndergaard? Is that his name? Noah yeah. Syndergaard?
Kierkegaard.
Oh,
Søren
okay.
Kierkegaard.
I don't say I do know about Noah Syndergaard.
Starting game five of the 22
here.
World Series.
Yeah. Store, man. He
yeah,
was
yeah,
here.
Yeah. It's a great trade.
Yeah. I went so on the Eagles Reddit today,
yeah.
there was a whole thing after this quote, post your favorite Jalen quote. And I saw all these and I just went and replied to all of them about where they actually came
oh,
from.
Oh my God.
yep.
You are a psycho, man.
My presence on that thread was not well received. I think we can. We
that
can,
was going to be my next question.
No,
like, yes.
no. not well received.
How did they respond to that?
Get downvoted. Every quote, every comment downvoted. You can't even see them.
I saw some of your replies got hidden. Like they yeah.
Well, if you downvote it enough, it gets hidden unless you want to see it.
Right.
Yeah. So
I wanted to see it.
You're on there too?
I peruse. I don't go to the Eagles Reddit anymore. It's insane.
Yeah.
But Philly's Reddit, I check.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Gary and Vineland, let's try this out. Gary, you're on WIP. Hey,
did I win the Hess truck yesterday or you just give it to Mayock?
No, RC. That's a good idea.
He gave it to Mayock.
well, you know, Mayock yeah. did probably have the call of the day yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting a holiday card from him.
Nah, I think, I hope. I don't know. I hope me and Mike are okay. I get the sense that I am okay with Mike. Lombardi wasn't always sure. Mayock, I hope so. My fingers are crossed because I'm good with Mayock. I don't know how he feels about me. I don't personally know him. I only know him from here, but I hope that we're okay.
He definitely comes in strong.
He does. He does.
Do you think Jalen has the quote of the day toilet paper? That's where he got the deuce quote from and the
oh, you flush it?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about yeah. that. That was a good one.
Yeah, now that one I couldn't find, so that might be his.
It's like taking a deuce.
Yep.
Look at it and flush it.
Flush it, yep, yep.
He could have been flushing a bad quote down the toilet.
Yeah, it's possible, for sure. His quote of the day toilet paper, he could have that. That's a good idea, yeah. man. That's a good idea. Quote of the day toilet paper, if it exists, I'm going to get that.
I think that's what Jalen had, man.
Yep.
He didn't like the quote, he flushed it, and he's like, wait, that's a good quote.
Yep.
You just don't watch it going down. Yeah, I think we are elite because all we do is what? It's like win.
Win.
Yeah.
All we do is win.
Yeah. We did win a lot in 23. And we've won as much as a few other teams. So I made elite franchise, for sure. Elite franchise, absolutely. Elite team this year, have not proven it, in my opinion.
And speaking of winning, two wins away from states for the high schoolers.
There we go.
Oh, here we go. We get it.
Aramis.
Amazing.
What's their record?
I'm proud of them.
What's the record?
Record was not good, but they're crushing it in the playoffs.
Oh, so you can. So I guess what you're saying is that the regular season record doesn't make
doesn't
you
matter.
Elite? Yeah. So, but which is why you just told me that the Eagles are elite.
No, they won the Super Bowl though.
Okay.
Am I
all right? Fair enough. Right? So, what's the team again?
Shalik.
Say again?
Shalik Cougars.
Okay. And who do you play in the playoffs?
We play Paulsboro tomorrow.
Okay.
Ah.
And what's the line on that one?
I think we're plus 10.
Plus 10?
Plus 10.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
David versus Goliath.
Yeah.
We got a good field goal kicker.
Yeah.
Ooh, all right.
We're in high school. That must
Maybe
be.
I was gonna say.
Has high school field goal kicking gotten better? Because when I was in high school, everybody was terrible.
Yeah.
Our guy hit a 43-yarder.
Yeah, I think
43-yarder.
Like one out of every four schools probably have a kicker.
Yeah, well, it's just some. It's normally yes. when I was in high school, it was just some guy on the team yeah. that also kicked.
We probably got him off the soccer team and asked him to come kick.
Yeah,
Friday nights.
Well, good luck, Gary. For next question, Nate, do you have something you're irrationally afraid of?
It wasn't me. It was my mom. She like if there was a thunderstorm and you went next to a sink, she would like lose her mind because she would think the lightning would come through, and it was like. Cute, wonderful old lady she was.
She would think that the lightning would come through the sink. Has that ever happened?
The water and somehow like
wow,
wow,
make you dead.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. I mean, need to see if there's ever been an instance of that. There has to have been one that she read about. At some
sure.
point. Yeah. All right, Gary. Appreciate the call.
All right, man. Have a great weekend, guys.
Do you think that Jalen's going to take deodorant as a thief of joy?
Ooh, what if he does?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything.
These quotes mean something. Yeah. I'm starting to get questions on that in public.
Guys called asking what it meant.
Yes, I've had a bunch of people ask me, why do you say it? What does it mean? And I'm torn between telling them the truth in that it doesn't mean anything. It was a joke one day because we got one of these things wrong and we combined two of them. Or just not telling them at all and going, hey, you should read about it. And make them try to find it somewhere.
I can't even. I used to know the quote, and I can't remember how.
Comparison is the thief of joy.
What?
Comparison is the thief of joy.
That's not what we were talking about. It's the other one.
Yeah, it's deodorant. Yeah, I don't know.
It's the deodorant one.
Yes.
That I can't remember.
Do we remember the deodorant one? No.
Somebody does.
Yeah, somebody does. Jalen will say it.
It's not deodorant is the cure. It's the
no.
Because there was a perfume quote that Nick had.
Don't drink it.
Well, again, we're trying to figure, why would you drink perfume? A lot of things like you could have chosen besides perfume. But I don't know what the deodorant was. Like, deodorant masks. I'm sure it's something about masks, this real stench. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I imagine
it's something that where deodorant is like, it masks the stench of losing.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
I'm
wait.
Sure we have.
I can't wait till somebody calls us an idiot.
Yeah, and we're going to.
And tweet it at us.
Yeah, look at your Twitter because I'm sure within the next 3 minutes, there will be 17 people telling us how stupid we are.
Well, apparently on the lightning getting in your house thing.
Yeah.
That's why water lines are grounded to prevent lightning coming in the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe it was a possibility at the time. Maybe they had a well or something at Gary's house. He is in Vineland. It is. You know, out in the middle of nowhere, maybe at a well. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles elite currently, or do they need to show you over the next 2 weeks? I think they need to show us over the next 2 weeks. They've been a good team, not an elite team yet. 215-592-9494. Jaws joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.